This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And checking in right now from the back patio at the Peoria Sports Complex, the kid, Sam Levitt, is with his spring training. Sammy, joining us here on a Monday morning on 97.3 The Fan. Sam, how are you doing? How was your weekend?
I'm doing well. My weekend here in Arizona was great, aside from the parking situation at Camelback Ranch yesterday. I had to park because it was packed. It was a Sunday. It was Padres-Dodgers. I had to park, like, a mile away. Not really a mile, but far beyond the right field corner. Had to walk, got into the game late. It was something. But aside from that, I was A-OK. Had a beautiful weekend. I was just talking to Paulie before I came on. The weather here has been tremendous. I know you guys have had spring trainings where you're bundled up in hats. It has not been that way at all. The weather's been beautiful. And if anything, I would make sure you wear your sunscreen, because I'm looking at your spot there right now, and sun's pretty intense, so make sure you bring the sunscreen, the hats, and all the proper things you need.
I'm very excited for heat stroke 2025 version. The drive, Paulie, I hope you're ready to drive home again.
Oh yeah,
great.
It was funny, I was listening to Jesse yesterday calling that game, and he actually made me laugh. He said, we're coming back to Camelback Ranch in like 3 days, Wednesday, yeah, to face the White Sox. And he said, I'll make a bold prediction that there won't be nearly as many fans for a Wednesday game against the White Sox as a Sunday game against the Dodgers.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun environment. I think they announced 12,000 people there. I don't know that there were 12, but a lot of Padres fans there, too. I'll also say this. The crowds in Peoria the first 2 days were great. Tons of Padres fans, tons of people here on the backfields to watch some pretty good stuff. Dylan Cease, Jason Adam threw on the backfield yesterday. Wandy Peralta, in addition to the Cactus League game today, Yu Darvish will throw a couple of innings in a simulated game. Robert Suarez, Jeremiah Estrada, part of that game as well. So, hey, it's part of the reason why I always encourage people to come out here to spring training. It's a great time of year. The stuff at the ballpark is great, but what you get to see on the backfields and all the great interaction is pretty cool, too. So, good weekend overall, and I think the good news is that, you know, in a camp that has a lot of open competition, a lot of guys have come out of the gate,
yep,
playing really, really well, contributing, whether you want to look at Eddie Rosario or Gavin Sheets or Mike Brasso, list goes on and on. Oscar Gonzalez has played really well so far, so it's been fun to see these guys in open competition do some really good things early on. It's what you want to see, I think, for the Padres.
I think Oscar Gonzalez is a guy that turned some heads. We talked about Sheets earlier in the program. I mean, you know, you just, of course you're going to let yourself dream in spring training on some of these guys actually figuring something out, making the ball club, and helping the team win some games, Sammy. But any other head turners out there that you saw this weekend?
Yeah, I think I mentioned most of them. Look, Alec Jacob, I would say, is somebody who continues to really impress me. I know it's somebody that we've seen at least a little bit. in the major leagues, but I'll tell you what, you watch him and the movement on his pitches and that funky delivery he's got and the interesting arm angle he comes at. It's a good change of pace. And look, the most major news we probably had over the weekend, aside from what happened in the games and some guys playing well, two injuries. Brian Hoeing dealing with a shoulder, Sean Reynolds dealing with a stress reaction in his foot. And I think we've talked about the depth of this bullpen, that being a real strength. Well, look, it's already showing itself as something that's going to be really important. And I think you look at guys like Jacob, you look at somebody like Ron Marinaccio, who, I had a conversation over the weekend. I think Marinaccio is somebody they really like and they're really high on. And if, I think we've talked about him a little bit. If you look at the numbers he had with the Yankees, they were pretty impressive. So the good news is that they got a couple of guys that can slide into those roles. If you were assuming that Reynolds was going to be on the opening day roster, which I don't know that was a guarantee, but it just it shows even early on how important depth is. And I guess the good news is that it's February, whatever today is, 24th. So those guys got a while to work their way back before opening day. But, Jacob is somebody that continues to really impress me. I mean, he just gets a lot of swing and miss. That's a good change of pace guy. And, a couple other guys there as well that have done some nice things. But it's been a good first few days of the Cactus League, I think, for sure.
Yeah, I'm mostly encouraged from what I've seen. Sam, there's one area that continues to concern me, though, and that is behind the plate at catcher. And we saw Luis Camposano over the weekend. Elias Diaz is going to start today against the Cubs. We saw Ethan Salas yesterday. And honestly, maybe it's concerning that Ethan Salas at 18 years old might be the best-looking catcher that they've got right now. And, we had that debate last week. Like, what if he is their best catcher? Can you really talk about realistically putting him in the big leagues at this age right now? And I think our answer is mostly no. What do you see? And I know it's early about the catching competition. Martin Maldonado had a really good challenge on a Matt Waldron knuckleball. I mean, nailed it. That thing
well.
Just
yeah.
a sliver touched the strike zone. I mean, but they're not going to have the challenge system, so that doesn't really help you much for this season for Martin Maldonado.
Yeah, guys, it's a really good question. I think that's one of the real areas that I'm not totally sure how it goes and to this point how they feel about it. Obviously Campy is in the mix, but having somebody like Maldonado, who's a veteran, I think certainly is interesting. I mean, you brought up Ethan Salas. I'm with you. For as talented as Ethan is, for as high on him as the Padres are, I don't see that on an opening day roster. Now, if you want to tell me that he plays really well in the minors this year and somehow makes his way to San Diego before the year's over, maybe you could sell me on that a little bit more. He's had the nicest offensive moment of any of the catchers, like you alluded to, with that booming double off the wall yesterday. And by the way, he got it off a veteran reliever in Giovanni Gallegos. Pretty cool to see a 30-plus-year-old reliever, and then you got the 18-year-old Salas tagging him for one off the wall. So that was cool. I think it's a mystery. I don't have a great answer for you yet. I think I will say this. The sense I get is that backup spot is open and there's real competition. And I would also say that just as an aside, I had a conversation over the weekend, the fifth starter spot, I think it's a really open thing. I know we're familiar with Matt Waldron. I know we're familiar with Randy Vasquez, but, if somebody like Kyle Hart, comes here and really impresses, I think there's a real chance that somebody like that steals that job. So the sense I get is it's really open there for the fifth spot and really open for that backup catcher role as well, if you want to call it quote unquote backup. With the way the catcher split time now, but I'm not totally sure, Ben, to be honest with you, what way that's going to go. And look, it's also relatively early.
It's early,
spring,
yeah.
Of course.
I was just going to say it's early, and that's got to be a position too where it's tough to get your feet back under you really anywhere that you play on a baseball team, but really at that position, man, there's just a lot that goes into it. So hopefully they can find some semblance of something that works between two, maybe even three guys. It may take three. And that's the other thing you got to think about is this team going to be able to carry three catchers? If Luis Camposano decides to start hitting, and starts hitting the ball as he's able to do when he's going well, could he DH in some spots? So, there's a couple of different options. But, of course, then it takes away one of those bench positions, Sammy. So, a lot to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, and the way I've calculated it is you have essentially two open bench spots without the backup catcher. That's the way I calculated it with Tyler Wade on the team and kind of what they got right now. So, would they carry three catchers? I think that's probably a question for later in spring training as things crystallize. I'm sure if I were to ask it to Mike Schilt in 5 minutes here, he's not going to give me much of an answer because it's so early. But it's a possibility, I suppose, if they feel they want to go that way. But again, I think we're pretty early here still to maybe discuss some of those things yet.
Sam, you mentioned Kyle Hart. Have we seen him at all?
Yeah.
Did he throw a game on
backfield
game?
Backfield. Sammy had some pretty good video of him.
Yeah.
Some nasty movement.
Yeah. He threw, I guess I would classify it as a live BP, not a simulated game. Not that there's a huge difference between those two, but I think it was a live BP. Technically, I thought he looked good. I was talking to some people back there, and I don't know that he's going to blow you away with velocity, but he's got kind of a lower arm slot. And, I think there's a feeling that if he can mix and match, and he's certainly on some of the off-speed pitches, I thought had some really good movement. He certainly generated swing and miss. I was impressed watching him by the swing and miss he generated. He was very much in the zone. And I think, there's a feeling that if he can, mix and match and has enough to play with, that he can get guys out at the major league level. So, the one live BP I saw, the first one he threw, I thought was pretty impressive. You got a lot of swing and miss. Look, I think with pitching, and I've said it to you guys before, I don't consider myself the pitching guru, right? But I will say, when you watch guys just get swing and miss and have movement, you start to see it. And the two guys I've mentioned today, and Jacob and Hart, like you could see that. So, look, I think he's got a real shot. From what I understand about that fifth and final spot, I think it's very open. I think it's going to be, I don't know how much they will weigh what they know about a guy at the major league level versus what they see here. But again, the sense I get is that this is a real, real open competition. And I anticipate somebody like Kyle Hart, if he comes here and impresses, is going to have a real shot. I really do.
And then I know it's still early in spring training and it's not about results. And, Manny's home run was cool on Friday and the first pitch that he saw. But if there's one guy, doesn't matter if it's spring training, if it's April, if it's July, probably could roll out of bed in the middle of December and hit. It's Luis Arraez. Yeah. And he looked on Saturday. Oh. I mean, what I saw just looked like exactly like he always looks.
Yeah.
The guy just, he just hits all the time. He's such a treat to watch.
Yeah, and I think we talked a little bit about it at the end of last week. When I spoke with him, he's just healthy, and I wondered about it because he told me he didn't start swinging until late January. So I was like, are you ready to go 100%? And he said, I'm ready.
I'm good.
And I'll tell you, watching him here, and you could have watched it on Padres.tv or listen on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, like he looked like midseason Luis Arraez, working deep counts, a flair, a line drive. I mean, it's so much fun to watch. And I heard some of your conversation a little bit earlier about him. Yeah, I kind of sit here and really dream about what a healthy Luis Arraez over the course of a full season can be. So he's healthy. He's in great spirits. I'm just reminded watching him here how great of a clubhouse guy he is. I mean, it's something that really stands out with him. He's a great clubhouse guy. He's in great spirits. And I think a healthy Luis Arraez is going to be a lot of fun, no doubt.
Sammy, appreciate it. Looks like there's already a crowd gathering for the daily Schilt behind you. Go box out Barry Bloom.
Make sure you save me a spot there.
There you go. Very nice. We'll let you go box out Barry Bloom so you
can
get some audio.
That guy turned around and looked at Sam like, yeah, go F yourself.
Who is that? Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, eat it, pal.
Yeah, I'll save you a spot.
He's like, suck it, Sammy.
Sammy, we will see you.
That's the great
see you either tomorrow night or Wednesday.
Padres videographers. Great guy.
We'll see you tomorrow night or Wednesday morning. Take care.
Yes, absolutely, guys. See ya.